spiritual ceremony. You take some rice out of a bowl, then you have to cover wait a minute, like this, and you put it on the right hand of your knee, and then you meditate what it is that you want to do during the day. Then you get a little kusha grass, this here, which will protect your sankalpa throughout the day. And in this way, you are empowered by Lord Nrsingadev. It has to be done during a very auspicious time. So today, the most auspicious time was at 10 minutes past 4. So we did this, and now we feel really a great thing. Have you heard about intention building? It's or affirmations, they call it in the world. And they say if you have a very strong affirmation, or in our language, a sankalpa, then this will carry you. It's your best friend. Yes, Advaita Singha. Richtig. Wir brauchen eine deutsche Übersetzung. Ich höre aber die ganze Zeit eine laufende Übersetzung, oder?
Türkisch, glaube ich.
Türkisch? Wow, Türkisch. Unglaublich. Türkisch, da habe ich überhaupt keine Ahnung, wie man das spricht. Also, Ügel or something like. James, you have experience of Turkish language?
Nein.
Nein. Gott. So this was this morning, and now we are listening to a very important verse. I keep on thinking, I have seen you before. What is your name, please? And oh, what a good name. From Bhaktivedanta Mena.
Now I moved 6 years ago to Hungary, to Budapest, and that's why we haven't met so much.
I see. Ananda Chaitanya, now stationed in Budapest. Sankirtan or?
Sankirtan Brahmachari Ashram.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm just, I keep on thinking, I know this devotee, where is he? How do I know him? And now I thank you for coming, Ananda Chaitanya. This will be a very important lecture. Please listen carefully. It is very good for a spiritual life. So, right. Do you have the text here? Yes, you have. Did we say Om Namo Bhagavate? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkana rasayana katha satam vasangan mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hritka narasayana kata. Narasayana kata. Tachyoshanat. Ashu apavagavatmani shraddha ratir bhakti anukramishyati dachyoshanarashvapavagavatmani Shada ratiya bhakti anukramishyati. Satam vasangam mama virya samvido. Sangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kata. Tachyo shanada shvapavagavatmani. Shraddha rati bhakti anukramishyati. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hritka narasayana kata. Tachyo shanad ashvapavaga vatmani. Shraddha rati bhakti anu kramishyati. All right.
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido.
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata.
Bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata.
Tachyoshanadashva bhavagavatmani. Shadharati bhakti anukramishyati.
Shadharati bhakti anukramishyati.
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido.
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kata.
Bhavanti hritkarna rasayana kata.
Tachyoshanadashva bhavagavatmani.
Yes. Matat, Vaishnavis, please. Just one. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata. Tachyoshanadashvapavagavatmani. Shraddharati bhakti anukramishyati. Satam of pure devotees. Prasangat, through the association, mama, my, virya, wonderful activities, sangvida, by discussion of Bhavanti, become. Rit to the heart. Karna to the ear. Rasayanaha, pleasing. Kataha, the stories. Tat, of that. Yoshanat, by cultivation. Ashu, quickly. Apavarga, of liberation. Vartmani, on the path. Shraddha, firm faith. Ratihi, attraction. Bhakti, devotion. Anukramishyati, will follow in order. Translation. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are in Krishna conscious, who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Did you hear this? One should make association with people who are engaged in devotional service. Only in their association one can make advancement. Without such association, advancement is not possible. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, The path of liberation is open. Zoop! And he is freed. So once again, by the association of devotees, where one understands about the personal activities of Krishna, the path of liberation is opened and one is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyade Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Gomakdavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. This is glorification of the power of devotional association. The person who associates with devotees is set on a certain path in life. First, he develops faith in Krishna consciousness, and then on a higher level, he develops rati, that is firm attraction to the Lord, and afterwards bhakti, or it's often said prema bhakti, direct loving devotion, service on the highest ecstasies of Krishna consciousness is coming. So this path really, which brings you through all these stations culminating in love, starts and is maintained also by devotional association. Without this devotional association, you will see there are so many impulses coming from your mind and from the non-devotees around you that it will be very difficult to either start this path, or if you are already on the path, to maintain it. A very good example for this is Prahlad Maharaj, who was so convinced of Krishna consciousness and who actually undertook great risks. You might remember in the school where he was, there was a absolutely a demon-ruled school. He would always, even at the risk of being severely punished, start in the in his school. When the teachers were gone, he would immediately teach bhakti, and by his association again, what happened is that his demoniac classmates also got faith in Krishna consciousness. So the question is raised in the Bhagavatam, how could Prahlad Maharaj, who actually comes from a demoniac father, how could he develop this amazing faith that he would in his school class teach Krishna consciousness? And the answer comes back, there are two answers for this. The first is that while Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, he had association with a great saint, Narada Muni. But his association started already much earlier, when Hiranyakashipu was performing severe austerities. At that time, Narada and his friend Parashara Muni came there and they began to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So from this chanting, Prahlad was already, when he was not yet having a body, informed about Krishna consciousness, and it worked already. Yes, our Prahlad Maharaj is our great example when it comes to the benefits of devotional association. By such devotional association, one can become strong in his fight against Maya. Now, everyone knows the story of Prahlad Maharaj and his father Hiranyakashipu and the tremendous generational struggle. It was more than a generational struggle. It was an existential struggle. Prahlad was a devotee. His father was a non-devotee. And ultimately, in this struggle between devotee and non-devotee, Krishna prevailed. My dear devotees, today we will engage in a breathtaking yajna in three holy places to three powerful Nrisingha deities who are worshipped in three different continents. And our goal really of this yajna is to create an auspicious atmosphere that will go through the entire atmosphere of this rotten Kali Yuga, you can say, where so much conflicts are there between individuals, between different families, and even between nations, and that there is a struggle. Now, we want to get rid of the demoniac influence, and I would like to say today something which will shock you entirely. I believe that in all of us, the demonic influence is right there in the heart. Ooh. And I want to, and therefore, this yajna will be very good for us as well. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, what are you doing there? As a point of interest, you...
I'm creating a flyer. You create... together four flyers in one, and then
Wonderful, wonderful. I was thinking you'd have some tarot cards and you find out some wisdom which you will share at the end of the lecture with us. But this is something else. Good, good. Let us first of all focus a little bit, Hare Krishna, on what does this demon, what do demons, what philosophy do demons have? What is their mentality? What are their activities? And what is their destinies? Don't worry, we won't stay there, but we are today really working to remove a demoniac influence in Kali Yuga. So first of all, what is their philosophy? What do they say? Krishna says, they say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. No? You know, the philosophy is the world is something which came about. It has no real foundation. There is no God in control. Therefore, we can control it. We can shape it. We can draw borders in the center of the planet Earth. And we haben Gestaltungsfreiheit. A very nice German word. It means we have the freedom to create anything we want, to change anything we want, etc. So that's their philosophy. They think there is no higher control or no higher order here. They have a certain mentality also, which is very selfish. Krishna explains this. He says the demoniac person thinks like this: so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. So this is a little bit what the demons think. Everything for me. Let's have as much as possible for me. From this, the demon has very characteristic activities. Following such conclusions, Krishna says, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. No? I think this very nice definition. The demons are lost to themselves. There's nothing which they consider higher, something to aspire for, a place to go for, to make one's life, to bring it in harmony with this higher purpose. No, they are lost to themselves. Terrible. Imagine, Advaita Singha, a day where you would get up and the only thing in the world who matters is Advaita Singha for you. Is it terrible? You know, but if you wake up and think, well, there are devotees, let me serve devotees. There's Krishna, let me chant his name. The world is not weighing down so heavily. So there is also, they have a philosophy, a mentality, activities, and this all brings them to a certain destiny. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast, says Krishna, into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. In other words, they will continue with this hopeless, you know, sad, lonely life which they have. Now, when we are perfectly honest and are not afraid to introspect, we will find that elements of this philosophy, mentality, and of activities are also within us. If I'm perfectly honest, I don't know how far I can go this morning, because I would like to have prasadam and not be thrown out, you know. So I will not tell you everything about me, of these traces in the heart. But I sometimes find that I put myself also in the center, as if there is not God already, and that I have stolen Mahaprasad, if I can be. I have done all these things which, although I know better. The way this demoniac influences, Sina Singadeva Ki Jai, manifests, where you can trace it down, is in the form of doubts. There are loud doubts. We may sometimes ask them at the end of a lecture, but these are not the dangerous doubts. The dangerous doubts are the silent doubts, which sit there deep in our subconscious mind, and they obstruct us, they hinder us from surrendering fully to Krishna. These are there in the heart as a underlying weakening atmosphere that weakens us. Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita about three types of people who will be unhappy in this world. You might find that this has something to do with you, so therefore please listen. We will make a little music so that it's not so shocking. Agyascha shadadanas cha samshayatma vinashyati nayam loko stinaparo nasukam sangshayatmana. But ignorant and faithless person who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So there are three types of people who have not happiness in this world and not in the next. First is the Agnyaha. It's a fool who has absolutely no knowledge in the standard scriptures. This is how Prabhupada translates this word. The next one is the one who may know revealed scriptures, but he doesn't really have faith in them. Yeah, there is Bhagavad Gita. Yes, I know there are these scriptures, but I don't think they are relevant for my life at the moment. Now, there is a third person, and this is a person, I feel this person is somewhat very close to some of us, most of us maybe. It's someone who's very close. He has, he knows Bhagavad Gita. He has been in many Bhagavad Gita lectures. He has not so much faith in all in what is in there. Like, for instance, he thinks, I mean, the way the Bhagavatam describes the cosmos, who is pretty outmoded, you know. Since Carl Sagan, we know much better from objective scientific observation. So, faith is not there. But there is a third person, and Krishna mentions him twice because he wants to. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says Samsayatmana in the first line of the verse, and then he says in the second line again Samsayatmana. He is the one who has the least chance in spiritual life. It is someone who has heard about the scriptures, knows they are there, but who doubts. Shamshaya is a doubt. And Shamshayatma means in his atma, in his self, this doubt has taken root. It is sitting there, deep in the subconscious mind. Huh? This is the person who is so close, my dear devotees, yet he is so far. Today I was thinking about this in relationship to Lord Nrisimhadev. I had not done an arati for Lord Nrisimhadev since maybe a year or so, or more than a year, maybe much more than a year. I think 2 years I had not done. So I was a little bit, it was a little early for me. I was, everything is so exciting and Singhachalam that sleep does not come find us very easily. So I was there a little, I was happy I made it so early, and I was just there. I was a little, okay, how do we do this now? What is first? What is second? What is third? I was already a little bit mental because the concha was very difficult for me to blow. I'm a very good, strong concha blower, but today I was defeated. It sounded as if like a sick elephant, So I was a little mental. Finally, it came. The sound came. Lord Nrisimhadev protected me. So I stood there before the deity, and I said to myself, this is God, the lion god. And I looked at Lord Nrisimhadev, and there was a voice in my head who said, do you believe that? And because I was in good association, there were wonderful pujaris, and I had some small brief talk with them, I thought, yes, I actually believe it. And I remember the moment when I did not have any doubt at all, I felt so close to Lord Nrisimhadev. I can't tell it to you in words. I just felt the Lord is here. I felt, and I can serve him. I hope I don't make any disturbance for the Lord. I will give my best. I will count the circles. And I was too excited. I forgot the bija mantra, but Om Shroom. But that was not out of doubt. It was just because I was so excited and joyful. I think the Lord will forgive one time. Next time I will say the bija mantra also. So yes. So I thought later, when everything was, after we had offered the perfume, we offer actually every morning a most fragrant perfume to the Lord. After that was done, I was thinking, if there is doubt, I will create distance. But if I can overcome my doubt, which come from generations of faithlessness, then there is absolute closeness. You cannot come close to the Lord in Shingadev except for one thing. You have to have faith in him and affection, love, like gratitude. You know, these things which have to do with love, devotion, or so on. And then the Lord is so close that he appears in your dream and that he gives you direction and so on. I experienced this morning. I got a whole wonderful direction from the Lord and for my continuing year, some very concrete things. So, my dear devotees, the mind can be your friend when it is full of faith, but it can be your fiercest enemy, which brings you away from anything good, including happiness in your life. Everyone wants some happiness in this world, no? When the mind is a resting place of doubt. You know, we have our mind, we have to program our mind new. We all have the scientists say we have actually three minds. We have one brain, of course, and then there are three sections in the brain. There is, for instance, the reptile brain. The reptile brain has only three questions. Can I eat this? Then we fight for it or make arrangements. Or will I be eaten? In other words, is there danger from this person? Then we run away. And the third question which the reptile has when he looks through his reptile eyes and reptile brain into the world is, can I make sex with that thing? With that other reptile over there. Three questions. Can I eat? Or will I be eaten? Or can I enjoy? This is the reptile brain. Now, everyone says, that the science says, you all have this brain also. How can I... eat or the Sanskrit word is ahara. You know, how can I consume this for my enjoyment? Then, will is there danger from this person or this situation? Then I better run away. Or is there a chance for enjoyment for me? It may not all be direct, gross, physical. You know. Reptile enjoyment, but it is there. These things are all in us. So, at the same time, my dear devotees, what is in you is a huge chance. We are dual beings. There is this reptile in us wanting to enjoy and wanting to be in the center. This we in a human being, this is quite demoniac. In a reptile, it is natural, you know. But there is also a huge opportunity. When I look into this room, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10. Maybe 40 opportunities. 40 people, maybe. I'm calculating over the thumb. All of us have an opportunity. Prahlad Maharaj is discussing this. He says, this human form of life is rarely attained. And it is temporary. It's for a short time. But although it is temporary, it can be used so that you obtain first-class bhakti. Hare Krishna. It has this opportunity. Now, I would want to address the good question from yesterday. Bhakti, the purpose of my life is to develop love for Krishna or bhakti or devotional service. Why? Prahlad Agus, he says, the Lord is Priya. Priya means he is very dear to the heart. He is the most beloved. Atmeshvaraha. He is the master of the soul, and he is the Surit, the well-wisher of every one of us. Do you know your relationship to Krishna is fixed already? Two things are fixed. There are a few things which have to develop, including your rasa and so on. But two things are fixed. Atmeshvara, he's the Lord of your heart. He controls your destiny. And second of all, he is always your Surit. This is a little bit it's a problem which, not problem, it's something which we need to be aware, as we are now doing this huge yagya. You must understand, we are not making a yagya against anyone. You know, there are many conflicts. One conflict is totally right in, as a neighbor country almost, and we have refugees here in this temple and in Goloka Dham also, and in Neuruppin, everywhere refugees. But we don't make a yagya against the anyone who is on one side of the conflict, because Krishna is Surit. It means he loves everyone, even those who are totally forgetful and who are doing very bad activities according to our understanding. Krishna is the master of each soul and Surit, the well-wisher. So the devotees, when they do a yagya like this in such a proportion on three continents, they have the, how do you say, the benefit of everyone in mind, because that's how Krishna thinks. Amazing, isn't it? Krishna, Advaita Singha, will never see your, will never take note or judge you according to the qualities which are not yet so good. We are all not yet perfect souls. Krishna always picks out the good things in us. It loves everyone. That is very important. So it's natural, in other words, to develop, to use this human form of life for Krishna, because he's your Lord and Master anyways, and he is your benefit. He always wants only the best for you and arranges like this. This is Prahlad Maharaj's perspective. Now, as Prahlad Maharaj, these things which I have told you, Prahlad Maharaj had said them in the school class. I found this out by reading the Bhagavatam. These are Prahlad's messages to his friends. Now, the friends asked him a question. They said something which yesterday in this wonderful question was implied. There was a very nice devotee who asked a question at the end. Isn't it very difficult to develop bhakti for Krishna? What do I have to do? Do you also sometimes feel like that? It's so difficult to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. I'm still the same person after 1.5 years. Sometimes devotees say, I'm still the same person after 20 years. I have heard with my own ears. Well, nothing has changed for you. I asked the devotee and he said, no, Maharaj, I'm the same. Outside, I have a very, you know, good dress, good haircut, but inside it's only sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I may not do it, but I have it. I'm programmed like this. Said, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, sit down. I think you are too harsh on yourself. I can see you do service, and you do it from a heart of a devotee, like you have cooked now chapatis, and you have given me chapatis. I think lots of things have changed, but your versus critic, that is not good. You will not make advancement when you are so critical with yourself. Try to see spiritually. Don't only see what is not good. See what has been changed, and you will see things. So the friends of Prahlad said, it must be very difficult. And Prahlad said, no, Krishna is in the heart of all, and he is also the observer of all. And the process is very simple. You just hear about Krishna, you chant about Krishna, you remember Krishna, and he then gave six more processes. I will not tell them to you because you will forget them. But hearing about Krishna every day, chanting, and throughout the day, remember, that is the process. And then the second process Prahlad gave, and I was so happy when I researched this. He said, show compassion and affection to all living beings and be their well-wishers. That's what we try to do, and I don't think all of the Hare Krishna movement has understood this. We all know that we should do Shravanam. We hear every morning Bhagavatam classes. Some of them are terribly boring, but we hear them anyways. Then we do kirtan. No? That's what we do when we say we should do something spiritual. What do? We usually sit together and sing together. There's a third thing which we are not so good in because of this deep-seated material influences in us. We don't remember Krishna, but I think we can do this more. We will do this. But there's absolutely one thing which we need to do. You're not going on Sankirtan or distributing books in order to just distribute books or to get book scores. You are not operating a temple because, this is what Prabhupada... of course, it's also because Prabhupada said we should have temples and receive guests. You do but the underlying mood should be always compassion and affection to all living beings and be their well-wisher. I actually request you today, every single one, and I will ask you tomorrow if you did it, and if you don't did it, I will post it online if you don't did it. I asked you today, do something where you are genuinely compassionate to someone. Do something where you act out of affection to someone and act as their well-wisher. Use your creativity to do this. I don't know maybe you can say when someone is planning to wash their things, I take your shirt today and I wash it. I know exactly the amount of washing powder I have to use. Please trust me, I'm a experienced washer. I'm your Dobi today. Dobi is a Hindi word for that. Or you can go out and make a gift. What devotees always like is these Nishinga sweets, which are extremely rare, which have some you know, this crust. What?
Poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds, yes. They are absolute rarities. So if you know a reliable source, you can go there and get a bag of them and distribute them to devotees, you know. Or you can give them a piece of tilak if you have, so on. Or you can also participate and consciously, compassionately participate in the program where you wish well to these troubled spots in the world. Yes, this is something very important. By acting out of compassion, my dear devotees, you will throw a bomb on your false ego. The false ego is there, and it has two words it is interested in: aham and mameti, I and mine. It's programmed like this reptile brain, you know, which we heard. I and mine. What is good for me, you know, for myself, and then mine, you know, my things and my people and my convictions in life and so on. So Krishna, 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 when you do something compassionate, you are actually moving out of this circle of aham mameti. You could do a mistake, which many people do. They are charitable because it helps them to feel better about themselves. Have you noted that also? Like, I remember when I heard the refugees are coming, I gave 3 big donations for which I had to work really hard to 3 reliable refugee helps, and I felt very good about myself. Wow, here's a compassionate Swami, you know. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. And then I noticed, my God, I'm ruining my whole charity project here, because it's still done with aham mameti inside as a motivation. I have to do it for the people. So I gave a 4th donation, and that was good. That was properly done. So as good as I can, let us say like this. So Prahlad Maharaj, who was born a demon, where did he get all this from, what I just repeated to you? His schoolmates came one morning to him and said, Prahlad, you have only lived in the palace. The school is in the palace. It's the palace school. If you go today to Ahobilam, you can see where the palace stood, and you can see on the floor there is writing. It comes from the schoolboys. You know, like I don't know if you went to school, we were chewing gum, and we always put it on the table, and it become old, and this chewing gum can become 1,800 years old. It's still there, you know. So Prahlad Maharaj and his friends, they wrote things like schoolboys do. You can see that. Yes, 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 I've seen and made a photo of this. It's all there. So the schoolmate said, you have only lived in the palace with all of us all your life. Your only teachers were Sanda and Amaka. These are demons. They tell you diplomacy, how to make war and win war, how to separate the enemy into 2 parts so that it's easy. You can take them bit by bit. Yes, this is what they teach you. But you have, you talk about being compassionate, of doing Shravanam, Kirtanam. Where did you get this stuff from? Prahlad said, Vaishnav Sangha, Narada Muni. So, my dear devotees, this is what I want. This is the beginning and the end of this class. Please let us sing this verse today, which glorifies the association of devotees and tells us what can happen there. Everyone, one. Satam vasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritka narasayana kata tachyo shanada shvapavagavadmani shadharatiya bhakti anukrameshyari. In the association of pure devotees, pure devotees can either mean those who are pure in terms of achievement, like their Uttama Bhaktis. It can also mean those who are not mixing up their service with other things. No? These are two definitions given. So, in the association of pure devotees, who give you the pure thing, you know, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of God. It is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore, thereafter, he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begins. So you should use this situation which you have in this temple to really do the pure thing, you know, live a pure life, and you will make advancement like anything. And the advancement will be, my dear devotees, that these traces of doubts which may still linger on in some corner of the heart and which will stop you from giving your 100%, that they will be removed and you will be happy in your devotional life. For the doubting soul, for the doubting soul, there's happiness neither in this world, iha loka, nayam loko, nor is the happiness in the next world for such people. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, what do you think about what you have heard this morning from your servant? Yes, Hare Krishna, in the back. What is your good name, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. My name is Vashal Maharaj, Bhakta Vashal.
Vashal?
Vashal, like V-A-S-H-A-R, Vashal.
Vashal, yes.
So, I have a question about the statement that two facts or two things are fixed. Our relationship to Krishna, our rasa, and the second one is that Krishna is Suhridam, the well-wisher of everyone. So what comes to my mind regarding the first point, that how can Krishna be impartial?
Impartial?
Impartial, when we know that like he's even, more well-wishing for the devotees, and also he's not pleased with the people who are doing offenses against the devotees. Be it we are devotee or non-devotee. So we see that there is some kind of partiality there. And regarding the second statement, that he's well-wisher for everyone, regarding our relationship is fixed with Krishna, but like for example, in the spiritual world, one may have a relationship with the Lord, either as, you know, stone or a blade of grass in the spiritual world. But we know that there are more intense relationships. So how do we understand this, that we can change this relationship?
Yeah. Good. Hare Krishna. My dear devotee, I wanted to make it clear when Prahlad Maharaj says the Lord is Atmeshvara, he is the Lord of the Atma, the Lord of the soul, that that shows that we have a relationship for Krishna which is based on servitude. Now later, as you become advanced, you will maybe become a sukha, maybe a means a friend or a parent, or also like the elder gopis, they are parental, or you know, a lover of the Lord. But already now, although this what happens later is not manifested now, but what is manifested at this particular moment means 2000 years, 22, I know, 2022, where are we, in spring? This looks like winter. But now at this day, Krishna is the Lord of your soul. And this means that you are a servant of Krishna. Later, let me be very clear, the things which are not yet known are becoming revealed to you. But also, but this is very clear from reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, everyone in every single rasa has only Krishna's service in mind. Even the milk, you know, we hear this when the milk boils in Goloka Vrindavan, and the milk sees that Krishna is at the moment drinking the milk of Mother Yashoda. She's breastfeeding her little darling boy, and Krishna drinks the milk, and he's sprinkled with the milk. He's so enthusiastic to drink. So the milk thinks, oh my God, he drinks so much. When he's finished, he will not have any further desire to drink. Therefore, it is best for me to commit suicide. And then the milk boils over, because it wants to jump into the fire. It comes out of the pot and looks down here as my, and this is the end, my deepest friend, the end. I will jump into the fire to extinguish my life. He's then Mother Yashoda says, no, and takes the pot away from the fire. It's totally conscious, totally filled of the rasa of service. Even inert things like milk, stones which are on the path, when Krishna comes, they change their their nature. They become very soft so that Krishna's lotus feet are not pricked by the hardness of the stone. They all, it appears to be a neutral relationship, because milk and stone, what can they talk and so on? But no, in the spiritual world, there is no neutral person. They all are lovers of Krishna. And the basic fundament of their idea is service. Therefore, my dear devotee, although you may not know at the moment who you are in the spiritual world and what is your exact relationship to Krishna, that is not yet known to you, but because you are engaged in service, you have already a relationship to Atmeshvara, the Lord of your heart. Later the Lord will manifest to you in other ways, maybe in one of the five rasas, or four rasas, basically four rasas. There's no neutrality in Goloka Vrindavan. No Shantaras. Yes. So, Krishna, the second thing is Krishna is the well-wisher for absolute everyone. He's not acting out of animosity to everyone, to anyone. He doesn't have it in his heart to be animosity. But he deals, of course, differently. As a well-wisher, he wishes. He has a different style how he acts towards the devotee and towards the demon. You know, desire or his mood is always well-wisher. He is never an enemy. This is something which we got wrong from Christianity, that God hates us and. He is good, you can say, but he created hellish planets, isn't that? Yes, for what? Purpose? To just finish you off? No. He has created this so that you can be reformed as a conditioned soul. I mean, not you. You won't go to these places, but a conditioned soul. So, and that his Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, but still we see that Krishna acts very kind and sweet to his devotees and very harsh towards his non-devotees. Isn't that a fault? Isn't that partiality? And he says, no, that's love. And that Krishna can love those who love him, you know, and show his love so sweetly, that is a strength in his character, not a fault. But even the non-devotees benefited. Therefore, devotees never ever should, if they want to please the Lord, they should not use their power, their knowledge against anyone. It's very interesting. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, that's the book which Pujaris study, amongst others, there is a very interesting verse. It says, these ceremonies should not be used in tantric rituals. In Tantra, the black Tantra, or the left-handed Tantra, you use many items which you use because in the pujari department, you use that against someone, to curse someone and so on. Mudras you use and so on. You can use this for black purposes, maybe not all things, but some things. And Hari Bhakti Vilas says this is absolutely forbidden. So a devotee will never make a yagya against someone. But non-devotees make yagyas, and they say, like Indrajit, we have in the Ramayana, they give oblations into the fire. The whole it looks really like, wow, a fire yagya. But no, Indrajit, you got it wrong. He is making this yagya to harm Lord Ram and his devotees. This is what demons do. They misuse even ceremonies and so on. But devotees are really, there's this verse. I was shocked when I found it, because I thought, well, is it possible? And then I remembered, oh yes, I know about black magic and what you do, I know this. So yes, okay. It should not be used for this purpose. Hare Krishna. We are never against anyone. We are always for, because this is what Krishna consciousness is. Always for the upliftment of everyone. You cannot uplift a demon the same way you can uplift a devotee. They may need different medicines. different thing. Good, this was a long answer. I do hope I got to the nucleus of your question. Hare Krishna. Good, my dear devotees, what do we do now? Let us look at... Oh, it's so late. I know what we do now. Now, you will go downstairs where there are very good smells, and I will go in my room where there are also very good smells of very good prasadam, and we will take this. All the best for all of you, and let this be a wonderful day. Once again, we come here in the temple room. I hear at 10 o'clock there is a homa already. Sorry?
Yes.
10:30. Okay. Then we are a little in a hurry. 10:30 is a homa. And then at 3 o'clock, we continue. 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock we see then the Ahobilam Yagya. Let us see if the brahmanas are on time. We will check them out. There will be the place of Lord Narsingadeva Yagya. And before that there will be talks and kirtan. Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's quite colorful. So see you all then. I will stop here because we have a lot to do today. Shri Narsingadeva ki, Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Hare.